The name of this body of water is Foreboding, a name derived from an accident that took place centuries ago. Yet today, it's a place that attracts people from hundreds and even thousands of miles. The Interesting Lake is this edition of the American Countryside and is brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, "I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They are built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
As Jeff Frith explains, there is a story behind the name of the largest natural lake in North Dakota.
A couple of rival Native American tribes were going to meet in battle, and crossing the lake capsized, and a lot of the braves perished in that event. And so they came up with a Minnewaukan, or spirit water. You know, it kind of went from there and translated into Devil's Lake.
Devil's Lake is often referred to as a closed basin. But the water can spill into the Cheyenne River if it reaches peak capacity. This lake has been growing since the early 1990s.
It grew from 43,000 acres to 209,000 acres at its peak in 2011. We've receded some since then, about 6 feet lower than what our peak high was at that point.
The area around the lake has a very gradual incline, which means this lake can grow in size quickly as more acres are covered by shallow rising waters. In the 1990s, the sudden rise took over land that had long been dry.
It consumed, 1 year alone, there was over 1,100 structures that were inundated. Most of those were rural farmsteads.
Those buildings were homes, barns, bins, and other farm structures. For the farmland consumed by the lake, ag producers not only lost ground to plant, but in many cases are still paying the taxes on it.
There was no particular buyout for any of those ag producers or anything like that, and they're still paying property taxes on land that's underwater. Even though technically they don't own it, the state of North Dakota owns any land underneath a navigable body of water.
As you can tell, this lake has quite a story. I'll have one more intriguing chapter of that history next time as we travel the countryside at Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.